We are in a Sivo Shalom, Parshat Kitisa, page Reish Lamed Zayin, Vasita Kior Nechoshet. He opens up by talking about, this piece is about the Kior, the wash basin that was in the Mishkan, which Aharon and his sons, the Kohanim, would wash their hands and feet with before doing the service, as he quotes here from the beginning of the Parsha. Vasita Kior Nechoshet Vechanon Nechoshet L'Rachtza, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe Rabbeinu to make a copper wash basin and a foundation, a base for that wash basin for them to wash their hands. Aaron and his children, meaning the Kohanim, would wash their hands and feet from the wash basin. When they would come to Ohel Moed, when they would come to the Mishkan, they would wash and they would not die. Or when they would approach the Mizbeach to bring a korban to Hashem. The first thing the Mefarshim ask is, why is the Kior appearing here? Why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu command to build the Kior here? Parsha Truma, two parshas ago, that was where the Torah introduced all of the kelim of the Mishkan, all the vessels of the Mishkan. Why does it make no mention of the Kior in Parsha Truma, where it belongs, where all of the other vessels are listed? Why does it wait all the way past Truma, past Tetzaveh, and only tell us now in Parashat Kitisa? Elo Parshatenu la'achar inyan machatzit ha-shekel. Why is it waiting now to Parsha Kitisa? After we're told the mitzvah of machatzit ha-shekel, the beginning of the Parsha, the half-shekel coin that everyone was required to give as part of the census, only then, two parshas later, after the Machatzit HaShekel, do we learn about the mitzvah to make the Kior. We also need to understand in terms of our own Avodas Hashem. Why was the wash basin and its base specifically made out of copper? Why is it emphasized that it was made out of copper? So to the outer altar where the korbanos were brought, it was also made out of copper. Why is it that everything that was outside of the ohel itself, meaning inside the kodesh hakadoshim, that was all for sure gold? I don't remember if there was silver or not. I can't remember right now offhand. But for sure gold. Why is it that specifically the Kior, which is outside of the Ohel, outside of the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Mizbeach that was outside of the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim, why is everything that's in the courtyard area, why did it have to be specifically made out of copper? Those are our questions. So he says, the Ha'inyan, Dine Beit HaMikdash haya mechavein keneged komata adam. As we've talked about so many times in the past, the Beit HaMikdash, the Mikubalim bring out, it correlates perfectly with the human body. Al derech shebikomata adam yish tachtiim shniim ushelishim. In a person's existence, a person's body, there's three levels. There's the top part, the secondary part, and the third part. We're divided into three parts. What are those three parts? There's the moach, the mind, the lev, the heart, and then the evarim, our limbs. Those are the three levels. V'tafkido shel Yehudi laharim la'Hashem yitbarach et kol chalakav. The goal of a Jew is to raise up and to get dedicate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all aspects of my being. My mind, my heart, my limbs, every aspect of myself. Tachtiim shniim shlishim, all three parts of myself I'm supposed to raise up and dedicate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'neged zeh haya b'Beit HaMikdash. So too in this way was the Beit HaMikdash built. There was the Kodesh HaKadashim. That's the innermost space. That's like the Rosh. That's the Moach. That's the mind. Ha'Heichal, then there was not the Kodesh HaKadashim, but the Kodesh, with the menorah, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach Ketoret. That's k'neged the lev. That's k'neged the heart. And then there was the chatzer, the outer courtyard, where it had the mizbeach achitzon, the outer altar, where the korbanos were brought. That's connected the ivarim. That's connected the limbs of a person. The kodesh is the mind. The kodesh hakadoshim is the mind. The kodesh is the heart. And the courtyard, the chatzer, is like the limbs. Shekol chelak Beit HaMikdash haya mashpia kedusha bechlal yisol bechelak shu mechavein kenegdo. That every part of the Beit HaMikdash would bring kedusha to Klal Yisrael in the part that it corresponded to. V'ze inyan, top of the next column. V'ze inyan sh'amizbeach hachitzon shu keneged ha'ivarim madura ta'avot. That's why the outer mizbeach, which is keneged our limbs, our physical body, not the mind, not the heart, but our physical body itself, which is where all our ta'avot live. That's where all our desires live.
Where?
In our body, in our physicality. Not in our mind, not in our heart, but it's most deeply rooted in our body itself. Ne'emar esh tamid tukadal ha-mizbeach. It says by that mizbeach achitzon that's in the courtyard, that's connected our body. It says there needs to be a fire lit there on the mizbeach continuously. She'esh ha-kedusha tiva'eret esh ha-ta'ava b'vchinat havalei mapik havalei. That there needs to be a continuous fire going on in the body. Why? Because only through that, only with the Eish of Kedusha, the fire of Kedusha, constantly burning against the fire, the desire, the fire of desire, that's the only thing that can keep it at bay. V'al pizeh, yesh la'avin sha'kiyor inyano sh'natan ha-kadosh baruch hu kli la'asot al yado hachana kodem sh'nigashim la'avodat beit ha-mikdash v'avodat ha-mizbeach. So we can understand what the kiyor is about, what this wash basin is about. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a vessel in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, that through the kiyor, through the wash basin, we can prepare before we approach to do avoda in the Beis HaMikdash and to do avoda on the Mizbeach. Ki eich yuchal basar vadam yilodi sha lagesh de la kodesh. La'avod lifnei Hashem yiparach, kel gadol v'nora. How can a human being, how can we as simple flesh and blood human beings, how can we possibly approach Kodesh? How can we possibly approach that which is so holy? To go and serve in the Beit HaMikdash, to serve in the Mishkan. Who are we as lowly human beings to do that? Haloze lemala me'asagat enosh. This is beyond us. Lekach nitan hakiyor l'shamesh hachana. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the gift of the kiyor, the gift of the wash basin, to be able to wash our hands before, to prepare to enter into serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Kedusha. When we want to come into Ol Moed, when we come to the Mizbeach in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shekol Kohen Kodnem Knisato La'avoda, every single Kohen, before they would go in to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hayata'un Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, before they would go in to serve, they had to sanctify their hands and feet. They had to wash off and sanctify their hands and feet. V'Kohen HaGadol B'Yom HaKodesh B'Knisato Lifnai V'Lifnim Hayata'un Hei Tvilo. And the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, he didn't just have to wash his hands and his feet. He had to wash himself five different times over the course of the day of Yom Kippur as he went through the service, constantly preparing himself anew and sanctifying himself at each stage of the Avoda. Shekidush ze pa'al shinoy mehuti b'chol adam. Doing this preparation, preparing ourselves in this way, sanctifying ourselves in this way, it changes the essence of who we are. When we go to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we go to the Mizbeach, Kasher ayu lifnei chen rochtzim yideihem ragleihem min hakiyor. By washing their hands, they would change their whole essence. They were sanctifying themselves for doing that avoda. It would change them in their essence to make them ready and deserving and worthy and capable of then going forward and serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the sanctified place of the Beit HaMikdash. V'kein al derech avoda, so too for us in our avodas Hashem. Miromaz b'rechitzat mayim min hakiyor inyan tshuva. He says here very beautifully, what is this teaching us? It's hinting to us the ways of tshuva. How to do tshuva? Shiyudi yashuv b'tshuva b'gishto la'avod lifnei Hashem yiparach. That a person goes and does tshuva when they approach to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Excuse me, what does that mean? Top of the next page. Umaran admor b'... I don't know what the name of that sefer is. Tov, one of the admorim says, Yirchatsu mayim, what does it mean that you have to wash your hands? Mayim more al tshuva. Water itself is hinting to the reality of tshuva. Yirchatsu mayim haynu sheyaseh tshuva al tshuvato. What does it mean to wash with water? It means to do tshuva on the tshuva. What does that mean? V'chikach osim tshuva lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we do tshuva before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nei b'inyan tshuva yish tshuva alachit. What does this mean? That when it comes to tshuva, there's tshuva for the sin. Kashir adam over avira misuyamet. When a person does a sin, a specific sin, they have to do tshuva. V'yish tshuva al kol mitziut ha'adam. There's a totally different type of tshuva. There's a tshuva, let's say I go and lo alinu, I eat non-kosher. Let's say lo alinu, I'm over shomer negiyah. Let's say lo alinu, I do a specific sin. So there's tshuva for a specific sin. That's tshuva misuyemet. That's a tshuva that's focused on a specific sin. He says here, though, there's a totally different type of tshuva. Yish tshuva al kol mitziyut ha'adam. There's a different type of tshuva that's a tshuva for the entire essence of the person, the entire reality of the person. Al ha'avodah ha'shayechet lemoach ve'al avodah shel ha'lev ha'ayivarim. The avoda of the mind, the heart, the body. There's a tshuva to remove all ra from my mind, all ra from my heart, all ra from my body. Not a specific thing that I did, not a specific thing that I thought, not a specific thing that I desired, not a specific thing that I did. But there's a reality of tshuva, of simply doing tshuva and purifying the existence of my mind, my heart, my body, my being, my existence. It's a holistic tshuva, a totally different type of tshuva. It's not a tshuva on a specific part of a person. It's about the removal of the ra from within the person entirely. This is the context of the kior that came before coming to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, the wash basin. To purify the whole reality of the person. On all levels of being. The kior wasn't there because you needed to. There was no avoda of the kior. There's an avoda of the menorah. You have to light it. There's an avoda of the mizbeach haketoret. You have to bring the incense. There's an avoda of the mizbeach hachitzon. You have to put the korbanos on it. There's no avoda of the kior. Why is that? The kior is the preparation to go and do the avoda. It's not an avoda. The kior is the reality of hachana, of preparation, of tshuva, of purifying oneself to then be able to go and do the avoda. Elohu inyan miyuchad is a totally unique concept. Masechet shel hachana lavodat Hashem Yitbarach. It's teaching us the ways of preparing, of hachana, of preparing to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's said in its own unique parsha. It doesn't belong, he says, in the parsha with the rest of the kelim. Because the aron, the shulchan, the menorah, all of these things, they were avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. The kior isn't the same category as all the other kelim. It's the reality of preparation to serve, not the service itself. It's the godless of the preparation to serve. That's what it's focusing on, that's what it's about. Next paragraph. The Ita B'Torat Avot, it says in the Sefer Torat Avot, also from Slonim Rana Kadosh Mikuvrin, in the name of the Rav Mikuvrin, V'rachatsu Yidehem V'raglehem, that they would go and they would wash their hands and their feet. Yidehem Nikraim Hamidot. What does it mean that they would wash their hands and their feet? Well, before we even go forward, just to bring it down a little bit, the last piece, what he just said. And this you'll find throughout Sifrei Chasidut, talk about this, and it's so important. So often, so much of life, we focus on the mitzvah. We focus on what is the mitzvah? What are the parameters of the mitzvah? How do I be yotzei the mitzvah? What bracha do I say on this? How do I say the bracha properly? Bracha rishona, bracha achrona, ashetz, whatever it is. How do I put on my shoes in the morning? When do I daven shacharis? Before what time? How do I calculate it? What's alos? What's nates? What's sosman kriyat shema? What's sosman tefila? Why are there two sosman kriyat shemas? Why are there two sosman tefilas? We understand all the nuances of the mitzvot. He's saying here there's a whole other level, and it's a level that, again, Chassidus and Torah put so much of an emphasis on. The beauty of hachana, of preparation, it's something we don't talk about enough, we don't focus on enough, especially in a world that's a fast food world. It used to be we understood and valued preparation. We've moved into a time in history where we value removing as much of the preparation as possible. There is no value placed on preparation. If we can find a way to cut it out, we try to cut it out as much as possible. Eino dome, even on a physical level, there is no comparison, no comparison between taking a meal out of the freezer and putting it in the microwave for 2 minutes and eating a delicious home-cooked meal made in a healthy way with love. Totally different experience. The food tastes different. It's a different reality. And when you go and you make the food yourself, the food tastes different. There's hachana there. There's preparation there. Kal vachomer by a mitzvah. When you come to a mitzvah, the hachana that you do is so important. When you go forward, and let's say you go and light Shabbos candles, there's two ways to light Shabbos candles. You get to the candles not at 40 minutes, not at 18 minutes. You come to the candles 2 minutes before Shkia. You quickly light a match, light the candles, Shabbat, good, I'm Yotzei, good, let's on to the next thing. Were you Yotzei the mitzvah? Yes. But there's the hachana. To get there 18 minutes before, 20 minutes before, 2 minutes before the 18 minutes. To stand there before the candles, to stop for a second, to meditate, to think about what it is you're about to do. That you're about to accept Shabbos. You're about to bring Shabbos into your life, bring Shabbos into the world. Maybe you get a little bit deeper. You think about the fact that the Shabbos candles, they bring out the Or HaGanuz. They bring out the hidden light from creation, and I'm going to be a chelik in bringing out the hidden light into the world. And I take 2 minutes to get into it, to think about it. And then because I got into a little more, now when I come to say the bracha, I'm thinking about the bracha. I'm thinking about the licht. I'm thinking about the light. I'm getting into it. And that's by all of us. For me, I don't get to light Shabbos candles. Halach lemaisa. The Mishabur brings it down. I think the Shulchan Aruch does, but for sure the Mishabur brings it down. I think he brings the reasoning down. But it's brought down in the halacha that the woman of the house has the right to light Shabbos candles. The husband can't say, I want to light. If the wife says she wants to light, the wife has to be able to light. And the Mishabur gives reasons. What's my chelak? I want to be part of Shabbos candles too. I get to be part of the hachana. Every week I go and I get to clean out the old candles from the week before. I put in the water. I put the oil on top. I put together the floaters. I put them in top. I light the floaters a little bit so that way it draws the oil into the wick so that way it'll be even easier for my wife to light and bring in Shabbos benachat. And then I blow them out and I set them up. It's all hachana. It's all hachana for the mitzvah. It totally transforms the mitzvah. It transforms the mitzvah. When you get into the hachana for the mitzvah, when you prepare for the mitzvah, when we go every year, for the last couple of years not, but the shul that I'm a part of, every year they go to the matzah factory and you go and bake matzahs. And then you get the matzahs that you baked from the matzah factory. You don't get the matzahs that you baked. They're in like a huge, you get them 2 weeks later, who knows what matzahs you're getting. But I like to go. Why do I like to go? Because even if it's not the matzahs that I get, I want to be part of it. L'shem mitzvahs matzah, and go and take them and spread out the dough and use the rolling pin and roll it out and then make the holes and like be part of the matzah, be making to be part of the mitzvah, to get into the mitzvah. You can hire a cleaning service to clean your house. You can. And maybe you need help cleaning your house. You're all invited. Maybe you need help cleaning your house, not your cleaning service. We'll do it together. It's L'shem mitzvahs Pesach, right? You're invited to come and clean us also. But there was one time I saw him, it's an incredible thing. Again, I don't know if his wife appreciated it or not. His wife and his kids were like scrubbing down the house, and I was like, "Where's my Rebbe? Where was he?" He was in the kitchen, in the nook behind the fridge. He was sitting there with a toothpick, like scraping out any little bit of dirt in the back of the. Nobody was licking the back of the fridge on Pesach, right? But he wanted to get into every spot that nobody else was going to clean. Why? A lot of reasons. But what was one of them? There's a lot of reasons. What's one of them? To get into Hachana LePesach. To experience Pesach. Do Hachana for the mitzvah. It's a totally different thing. The more you put in, the more you get out. On a spiritual level, the more you put in, the more you get out. You have to be Mechin. You have to prepare. That's the idea. You have to stop for a minute. Again, think if we did literally or metaphorically. If before every single mitzvah, we were to stop, go to the sink, wash our hands, raise them up, and think to myself, okay, now I'm about to do the mitzvah. Your whole life would change. Your whole life would change. Your whole avodas Hashem would change. It's brought down, at the very least, there is one time a day you're supposed to do that. When's the one time a day you're supposed to do that? It's brought down. It's brought down in the Mishmura. Excellent. It's brought down in the Mishmura. Who said it? Somebody said it. Excellent. It's brought, you should have taken the points. It's brought down. It's brought, the Mishnah Berurah mentions it in the beginning when he talks about hand washing, the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down. He says that one of the things you're supposed to think about when you go and wash your hands in the morning is that you go and you stand in front of the sink and you wash your hands like the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. And what are you doing? You're washing your hands off and raising up and you're thinking to yourself, imagine tomorrow, try to get enough sleep and wake up in such a way where you think this to yourself for just for a second even. For a second even. Tomorrow it's going to be too early because you're going to Tzfat. Fine. I challenge you even more so. When you wake up Shabbos morning in Tzfat, okay? You wake up Shabbos morning in Tzfat. Get up and go to the sink and wash your hands and think to yourself, just like the Kohen would go into the Beis HaMikdash and wash his hands of the Kiyor and sanctify his body to serve God in the Beis HaMikdash, so too am I now washing my hands, which is how I do everything that I do in this world, and I am dedicating these hands to only serve God in this world for the rest of today. It's a totally different Netilas Yadayim. It's a totally different Netilas Yadayim. It's a totally different Netilas Yadayim. And it changes your whole day. To just think about that. The hachana of a mitzvah. The preparation for a mitzvah. Picking out your chanukiah. Deciding which one you want. Again, don't just get the modern world. Don't just buy the pre-made gel oil capsules that you just plop down and light. Old school. You put in the oil. You put in the wick. You set it up. Meaning, dafka, put the preparation in. Hachana le mitzvah. Chassidim hold in certain, there are certain definitely ideas out there that the hachana is on a certain level even higher than the mitzvah itself. Because the hachana is what makes the reality of the mitzvah meaningful. Just think about that. That's what the kiyor is bringing out. The depth of the hachana of a mitzvah. The depth of a hachana for the mitzvah. This isn't a dig up, but I want you to think about this for a second. And don't snicker, don't laugh. Just actually take this in for a second. Again, food for thought. Imagine if we put a washing station outside of this room. And every single person before they came in for night seder had to wash their hands in preparation for night seder before they sat down to learn. Think about how much quicker we would start learning and how much more we would learn every night. Just contemplate that for a second. When you do hachana, you get in the zone. It sets you up. It focuses you. It elevates everything that you do. Think about if they installed kedusha. Think about if they installed a sink outside every single classroom. It would change the whole seminary. It would change the whole experience. Everybody would think that you were all crazy and nobody signed up for the seminary. But it would be the best seminary ever. Think about that. It's a whole different thing. But mentally we can do that. Every time we walk into a mitzvah, hachana le mitzvah, be mechavin a little bit, have a little bit of kavana, have a little bit of intent, focus in, get into it, prepare for it, set it up, get into it. That's how you bring the whole mitzvah together. That's a little bit of what the kiyor is about. Let's take it forward to the next paragraph. So he says, V'ita b'torat avot. He says in Torat Avot, right, for the Maran Mikuvrin, V'rachatsu yideihem v'raglehem, that the Kohanim would wash their hands and their feet. Yideihem nikra'im hamidot. What are the hands? What do the hands represent? The hands represent our midot. Hainu hamidot hara'ot sheba'adam, the negative midot in a person. V'raglehem, and our legs. Hainu haraglayim ra'im. Those are the negative things that we go towards. Sheish itla adam inyanim she'inam kol kach mitzar amidot. Ela shehur gal ba'em v'udvim. Okay, tov. He's saying the hands are like our negative midot, and our legs are like our negative habits. The hands are like the negative midot, and the legs are like the negative habits. When a person would approach Ol Moed, when a person comes to Ol Moed, meaning comes to the Ol, comes to the tent, what do you do in the tent? You learn Torah. When a person comes to the Beis Medrash, when a person comes to learn Torah, that's what's metaphorically being said here, that's what he's bringing out. When they come to Avodah Hashem, when you come to learn Torah, you come to Avodah Hashem, the first thing we need to do is to wash ourselves off. We need to first wash away all the negative midos. First wash away all the negative habits. To stop and wash it all away. That's what we need to do. During the last few months, days, weeks, years, who knows anymore, right? During the last tkufa, wherever that tkufa is. So at some point, what I started to do is I prepare a lot of stuff on my computer also. I write up shirim, I make source sheets, all this kind of stuff that I do on my computer. I've been at my desk because of, you know, segers and bidud for so much that I've gotten into bad habits at my desk. And I noticed that for the first time ever, like ever, ages, I don't know, that I started to almost have like this ritual in the morning where when I would sit down at the computer, I would first check a few things on the internet before I would start learning and start making my source sheets. And it struck me this week, I was like, I never ever did that before. I never did that before. And I don't want to do it anymore. And I had to think to myself, these have become my negative habits. And I had my wife put in the code to my computer for the internet filter. And now my internet has restrictions in the morning also. I can't go on the internet in the morning. I shut it down. And it's the best thing that happened. Why? I noticed that I had a negative habit, that I had a hergel ra, a bad habit coming into Ohel Moed, coming into my ol, coming into my base medrash. And so you go, you wash your hands and feet. I washed it away. I washed it away. That was my way of washing it away. I stopped and I said, this is not who I want to be. This is not who I am. This is never who I was. And so now when I go, kick on. I open up. Go in my second Sanhedrin, start setting up my source sheets for the day, and I'm back in the zone of learning and preparing Torah. And it goes on an hour after I start. And you know how much I miss being able to... I don't at all. I don't miss it at all. It was all shtiyot. I didn't need it. I didn't need it before. I don't need it now. That's the idea, to stop and think for a second. What bad habits have I gotten into? What bad midos do I have? And to wash them away. But as I come into Ohel Moed, as I come into learn Torah, as I come into the Shirim, as I go into the Beis Medrash, as I go into the Beis Medrash to Daven, as I go into the Beit Knesset to Daven, as I go into a place to do Avodas Hashem, to wash away those negative midos, to wash away those negative habits before I go in, that's the kiyur. That's the tremendous godless of the kiyur, to be able to wash all that away. Next paragraph. Inyan ha-hachana, third paragraph, right column, page Reish Lamed Chet. Inyan ha-hachana, kiva'u tzadikei amet le'ikar godel ma'od. This is what we were, I beat him to the punch, I apologize, because he didn't say it right afterward. I got into it, and he's going to say it now. But I want to, let's see how he's going to say it better than I did. This concept of hachana, of preparation, the tzadikei emes have said, the tzadikim have taught us, that there it's tremendously important. The Chassidim amru shemibichinot misuyemet hachana lemitzvah godel yotem mitzvah atzma. That's what I said before. That in certain ways, say the tzaddikim, the hachana for the mitzvah is bigger than the mitzvah itself. I said it tentatively because I'm afraid to say it, but they said it, that's fine. The tzaddikim said it. The preparation, in certain ways, the preparation for the mitzvah is bigger than the mitzvah itself. Be'emet kasher yudi nigash laniach tefillin. When a person goes to put their tefillin on, ve'omer hineni mechavein banachat tefillin mechaveit mitzvat bori alav la'argish bechol omek nafsho. When a person comes to put on tefillin and they say the hiratzon beforehand and says that I want to put on tefillin and I want to bind my head to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, my thoughts to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, they should be pure. And I want to bind my arm to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, my heart to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it should be pure. Again, each one in their own mitzvah, right? Like I talked about before, when you walk up to Shabbos candles to think you're bringing out the organas. When you're there, my wife, when we were in JLIC, she had this whole like 3-4 hour night once a year where she would get into this, where they would bake challah. But it wasn't about baking challah, just about baking challah, about how to bake it and the ingredients and how, and it was the technical stuff also. But in between, when they were waiting for the dough to rise and the dough to bake and all this stuff, she would teach about the hachana for the mitzvah, the hiratzons that you say, how each one of the ingredients of the bread is connected, a different thing you should focus on, a different thing you daven for, a different way to be making for Shabbos. That's the hachana for the mitzvah. You have to understand in that way, almost literally, you're baking the intent into the challah. You're baking the kavana into the challah. You're baking Shabbos into the challah. And then when you get to Shabbos, you're eating Shabbos Kodesh. It's a whole different thing. When you come to the hachana first. Eich basar v'adam ayodeat shifluto marhiv oz liyatzev b'tfila lifnei Hashem yiparach. How can a person come and daven to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, ulitatir b'tfilin, and put tefillin on their head? Al kol ha'ninim ha'nigeskavim ha'kulim b'hem. How can a person possibly get into something like davening and tefillin? Ulechol ha'pachot shetiyeh lo ha'chana b'vchinat livavi ha'nishbar ha'nidchev ha'necha'eh ha'beit mishamayim u'ra'eh. At least my broken lowly heart should turn up to the heavens and see a little bit first, to look up and to gaze and to internalize, to get a little bit closer to what it's about. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees a broken heart, He'll never throw off a broken heart. Meaning he's saying, okay, but who am I? I can't do all of these achanas and kavanas and all these things. I'm a nobody. The answer is, so at least Rebecca recognize you're a nobody. Come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, who am I to light Shabbos candles? Who am I to bring out the oraganus? Who am I to make challah for Shabbos? What does it even mean, Lekavod Shabbos Kodesh? Who am I to daven and take three steps and stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm a nobody. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that you're being be'emes with yourself and that you're broken about who am I to connect to Him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're exactly who I want to connect to. You're exactly who I want to connect to. That is the Hachana. Breaking yourself down, being honest with yourself, recognizing your own loneliness. That in and of itself is preparation for the mitzvah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects to you when you're in that space. De'imom nam. But if it says, the Rasha said, the Rasha Amar, it says to the Rasha, Elokim, Malach ala Sapir Chuki. Sorry, Ulu Rasha Amar Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Rasha, who are you to speak of my ways? Everybody knows their own cheshbonot, everybody knows their own calculations. Avalachar Shivron Libo, Kvar Einenu Rasha. Any single person, no matter what you've done, if your heart's broken over what you did, you're no longer a Rasha. If your heart's broken, that in and of itself is the pathway to tshuva. Kedita b'rishonim, top of the next column, as the Rishonim say, Shekivan shemitcharet kvar, enin mikra Rasha. The second, even if you do a sin, lo alinu, the second that you regret it, the second you feel that pain of regret, you have tshuva to do. You have to go through punishments for what you did. But you're not a Rasha anymore. Even just in regretting it, even just feeling bad about it, that's already the beginnings of tshuva. Shomnam tzarich adayin tikunim, ach be'etzem kvar eino rasha. Yeah, you need to fix what you did, but in essence, you're already not a rasha, because even just feeling that regret, you're not a rasha anymore. V'chassidim hishkiu harbe ma'od b'hachana, and the chassidim spend so much time immersed in this concept of hachana. V'ayu amelim sha'ot kodem ha'tfilah, and they would put in hours for tefillah, like the famous Mamar Chazal, which says, chassidim harishnim hayu shohim sha'ah achat kodem ha'tfilah, that the chassidim rishonim, they would go an hour before shachris, to go and just get in the zone, to focus, to prepare, to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to prepare, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah, an hour before Shachris, an hour before Mincha, an hour before Maariv, 3 hours a day of Hachana just for Tefillah. That's what it's about. That's what it means when you come to Ol Moed. Kodem shnigashim l'itpalel lifnei Hashem Yitbarach, before you come to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before you enter the Shul, before you enter the Beit Knesset, before you enter the Ohel, and also when we come to do physical things. That a person's table is like a mizbeach, meaning even you're coming, for one thing, you have to take it time beforehand to prepare to come to go and daven. But even, let's say, you're just going to go and have dinner. Before you go and sit down at the dinner table, to stop for a second, that we should all do this, halavai, to stop for a minute, for 30 seconds, 15 seconds. I'm about to sit down at what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me through Chazal. It's not just a table. This is my mizbeach. I'm about to sit in front of my mizbeach. And am I going to eat with dignity? Am I going to eat with kedusha? Am I going to engage my food in kedusha? Am I going to speak to my friends around this mizbeach like I was in the Beis HaMikdash, b'kedusha? Am I going to say brachos with kavana like I'm in a reality of kedusha? To stop for a second before I do anything, spiritual or physical. And that little bit of hachana changes everything. Kal v'chomer, a lot of hachana. But even a little bit of hachana, it changes the whole thing. It changes the entire experience. Yirchatsu mayim she'avdimu la'zeh hachana. V'zehu omro v'ayitalem chok olam. And that's what it says. This is a decree for all generations. Lo l'zaro l'doratam, for them and for their children forever. L'horot she'amru, l'horot Shamurakan derech avudash yichok olam lo zrol dorotam, because this is a service forever. This is for all of us, for all Jews forever. Afilu gam bizman she'im ben Mishkan, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, this concept still exists. This reality still exists. The necessity of Hachana, the reality of the Kiyor, of washing ourselves, of repairing. That's the reality of the Kiyor that's still by us today. This is about preparing everything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hin kodem mitasek b'avodat Hashem, whether before we're doing a mitzvah on avodas Hashem, v'hin kodem shemitasek b'ninim gashmiyim, whether they're coming to do a physical thing. The beautifully, and I encourage everybody to read it, the opening paragraph, the aleph of the Chayei Adam, a sefer in Halacha. The opening piece in the Chayei Adam, before he gets into any details of Halachas, he talks about how the goal is to transform everything you do into avodas Hashem. Everything you do, when you sit down to eat, that you think for a second of kavana, I'm eating for the sake of giving myself energy to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that eating becomes a mitzvah. When you sit down on your bed, getting ready to go to sleep, if you say to yourself, be'emes, not faking it till you make it, for real, you say to yourself, be'emes, I'm about to go to sleep. Why am I going to sleep? If I go to sleep now, I'm going to get 7 hours. And if I have 7 hours of sleep in me, then I know I'll be able to learn for real the next day in tomorrow's classes. And I'm going to sleep now, l'shem mitzvahs, learning Torah tomorrow. The 7 hours of unconscious sleep, they become a mitzvah. You get mitzvahs while you're unconscious. What transforms it? The kavana, the hachana, the preparation, the intent. Before I do anything spiritual, before I do anything physical, to stop and to elevate it through preparation. That's what the keyword is all about. Why copper? Last question we have. Why copper? V'ainyan sha'kior v'chano hayu minechoshet. The concept of the keyword and its base were made out of copper. V'chim mizbeach hanechoshet. And so too that the outer altar was made out of copper. Yesh la'avin al pima de'ita b'sefer HaKadosh Noam Elimelech. The Noam Elimelech says, Dinechoshet humilashon nachash. That nechoshet copper comes from the word nachash. Dimuramaz al inyanim sheyesh leklipa chizabahem. The nachash, like from Gan Eden, the nachash that first got us to sin, it's hinting to the sins that divide between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The shells, the klipas that divide between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the tum'ah that divides between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ukeamor. That the
courtyard and the outer mizbeach, again, like we said, that's keneged the ivarim, not the mind, not the heart, the physical body itself. That's the main place where the klipa gets to. That's the main place that we're easily divided from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is in our body. The nachash is most deeply in our physical body. That's why the chatzer, the courtyard, and all of the things in the courtyard, they were all made out of nechoshet, milashon nachash. Litein koach liYisrael litgaber al hanachash, to remind us and to give us the capacity to overcome the nachash. To overcome the pull of the nachash, shelo tiyelo achiza b'torah avodah v'mitzvot shel yudi, that it shouldn't have any access to our Torah, to our avoda, to our mitzvot. It's to remind us, to strengthen us, to overcome the nachash from taking away, from infiltrating, from poisoning our Torah, our avoda, and our mitzvos. Di itachin sheadam lomar mipalel. V'abal davar hu shotif imo v'chol torato v'avodato. It's a very scary thing. A person can learn, a person can daven, and there's a concept that the Yetzer Hara, that the Satan, can join you in learning, can join you in your mitzvot. When a person goes, this is the example I always give, it always just jumps to my mind first, I don't know why. But the example of that, at this time of the year, especially in Shana Aleph and Yeshivas, right? It's really great that guys want to learn more and more and more into the base medicine, more and more into the night. But what ends up happening? You start getting the competitions. You have two people who are sitting there, both nodding off. But nobody's going to sleep. Why? Because I want to be able to walk into yeshiva tomorrow with heavy, baggy eyes and say, of course I look a little bit tired. I mean, I was the last guy in the base last night. I was the last guy in the base. Right? For a T4 like that, it's worth giving up an hour of sleep. Right? That there are people, that there's such a concept of that. There's such a concept of that. Why is the person learning? The Yetzer Hara got into their learning. They're learning for the purpose of boasting. They're learning to boast their ego. They're learning to lord it over the other guy. That's the nachash. That's the Yetzer Hara infiltrating the Torah. Right? The other example I've given before, I told you before that when I went on one of these trips, that the trip that I went to Poland, that there was a guy's trip and a girl's trip, and they came together just for davening. Not even to talk, nothing, for davening. I told you the story before, right? They came together for davening in the Poland trip. And they had Friday night and Shabbos morning, that the girls had a rotation. Half the girls got to sit in the front row Friday night, and half the girls got to sit in the front row Rosh Hashanah morning. Why? So that all of the girls could survey the guys and see who was shuckling enough to be zocha to marry them, right? And of course, the guys, what did they do? You never saw such shuckling in their life. You would think that it was mamish sukkis. There was so much shaking going on, right? The whole room, they're schwitzing. There's mamish. There's sweating bullets going on. Never in their life they didn't. The seder is upside down, but they're sweating bullets. Why? That's when the nachash. But recognize that can happen. That's shh. It is actually recorded. That's when the nachash. That's when the nachash. That's when the baldavar. That's when the satan. It can join you even in a mitzvah. It can join you even in a mitzvah. It can join you even in a tefillah. And it can drag it down and it can take... It's a very scary thing. Hear this. It's a very scary thing. The Yetzer Hara can steal your mitzvot. The Yetzer Hara can steal your tefillos. It can join with you in it and take it from you. That's what's being brought out here. It's something to really reflect upon. All of us in our own way. Every one of us in our own way, we have those moments. Right? Another example I've given before, just a little bit less of an outlandish example, but on the subtleties of it. The subtleties of it. Right? I'm sure I gave the example before. When we were talking about tefillah, I'm sure I gave this example. That my Rebbe sits in the back of the Beis Midrash. So for a long time, for years, I sat in the back of the Beis Midrash. Every day I would come home and I'd be like, to my wife, I'd complain. I was like, I don't understand. People come in, they come in late, they show up at like Shemona Esrei, across Kriyat Shema, it makes me crazy, they come, they talk. And she's like, Rabbi, why are you sitting in the back of the Beis Midrash? That's where everybody goes to talk, and then you see everybody coming in and out. Just sit in the front. I was like, I can't sit in the front. My Rebbe sits in the back. She said, great, you're not your Rebbe. He's much greater than you. You go sit in the front. And it was very uncomfortable the first time, because there's a sense of that when you go to the front, you're going to the front because you think you deserve to be in the front. You're the biggest guy in the room. You deserve to be in the front of the room. And I had to get over myself. That wasn't my kavana. I don't care how people see me in that way because that's not my intention. And I'm going to sit in the front. So like, because I dafka am lowly and I don't have the chizuk to sit in the back because it makes me crazy. But to do those cheshbonot, do I sit in the back? Do I sit in the back? And because of all of the milas sitting in the back, about the hashkafas sitting in the back, do I sit in the front despite the fact that it looks like there's guy, even though I'm doing it in order to enhance my tefillah, and so I don't think badly about anybody else? These are all cheshbonot to make sure that when I go and do a mitzvah, either way I'm davening chakras. But to ask myself, in which way is the Yetzer Hara going to get me? And how do I overcome it? Even in my mitzvah. Even in the mitzvah, how do I overcome it? To think it through, to think it out. That's something I need to go through. I've got another one. I'm sure I told you guys in the past also, right? Right? That the first time I took out a bottle of water and I said a shahako in class. So this one? Yeah. I was like, well, my other Rebbe, so my Rebbe, when he says a shahako before shir, during shir, he turns around and he very quietly says a shahako. Remember the first time I picked up and I was like, okay, that's what you're supposed to do. And I take the bottle of water, I turn around in front of class, I say the bracha quietly, and I'm like, who am I? I'm not my Rebbe. I'm like a lowly nothing. What am I pretending that I have such kavanas in my brachos or whatever? I was like, no, so I said the bracha face, but I said the bracha face in the classroom. I'm not my Rebbe. Who am I to have the guy to think that I'm like my Rebbe? But you have, again, these are all simple things, but it's in every mitzvah that we do to make sure that we don't let gaiva, we don't let ego, we don't let ta'ava, we don't let competition, we don't let lo aleinu, sinas chinam, and putting people down, that doesn't get into our Torah, our tefillah, that we don't get, also like, tefillah is not the time to, your tefillah shouldn't be your shidduch resume. Meaning like, it's not, those two things don't go together. Your shuckling is not your shidduch resume. But to like internalize that we don't use mitzvahs for our own purposes. And when we do, that the Yetzer Hara takes it for itself. That's what he's saying here. Ukimuvo, as it says, Mitzadikim, She'inyan Iruv Tov Vara. The tzadikim say that there's a concept here that when you have both Tov and Ra, in a certain way, when you have Tov and Ra in your mitzvah, it's even worse than an Avera. At least an Avera you know is wrong. But when you have a mitzvah that's got Tov and Ra inside of it, you're giving life to the Ra. When a Jew does an Avera lo aleinu, they're giving a crown to Tumah. But it's a disgusting, dirty, gross crown that you're giving to him. But if you do a mitzvah improperly, you do a mitzvah with negative intent, you do a mitzvah in the ways that we just talked about, that it's on the level of that God says to the Russia, who are you to talk about my laws? You're making a crown of gold and pearls for the Satan. That's what a person's doing. How do you get past it? How do you beat that? How do you make sure that doesn't happen? It all comes, it all comes from preparation. From the preparation before doing the mitzvah. Shekodem kol tefillah, before every single davening. O limud Torah, before every single time of learning Torah. V'kiyum mitzvah, before every single mitzvah. Yishev yitbonen, stop for a second. Contemplate, reflect. Take a moment to contemplate that you're about to serve the Borei Olam. Take a moment to contemplate the fact that you're about to do something that's going to have cosmically positive effects on your life, on the world, on the universe, on your Olam Haba, on everyone's Olam Haba. You're about to change the world. You're about to fulfill the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Internalize, stop for a second. I'm about to do a mitzvah, and l'shem mitzvah zu. Have a little bit of hachana, a little bit of preparation, a little bit of contemplation. V'alpi chasidut. According to Chassidus, they talk about this concept, about the depth of this concept when there's Tov and Ra in what you do. La'avod al hafradat ha-tov mi-ara, to separate out the Tov and the Ra, to separate them from each other. Shelo yum uravim, that they shouldn't be connected to each other. Uvizman shebeit ha-mikdash kayam, when there was a beit ha-mikdash, ha'ita avoda zo al yidei ha-kiyur, how was that done? That was through the kiyur. That's the unique station of the kiyur, of the wash basin. Shebem sa'uto hayu ha-kohanim machinim et atzmam liyot ruyum lavoda. Through the means of the kiyur, the kohanim prepared themselves to be proper and ready to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebelo ze'echi cholim likanes lavoda shemrach. Without the kiyur, without that preparation, without that achana, without that kavana, without that reflection, how could they walk in to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan? Yukilshona pasuk, as the pasuk says, "Bivoam el ol moed yer chatzam mayim velo yemutzu." When you come to a moed, you have to wash your hands that you shouldn't die. Sheyesh chiyuv mita alaknas ikanes belo kiddush adayim veraglayim. There's chiyuv mita. You're chayuv misa if you go in and you don't wash your hands. Meaning, when shnichnas beod shechila kara adayim uravbo. When you go to do a mitzvah and there's still ra in you, when there's ra in your mitzvah, when there's ra in your tefillah, kilu you're chayuv misa. There's ra in your avodas Hashem. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Ukamor, top of the last column. Shelo ayre kan b'tshuva al chet. Again, this is not talking about tshuva for the chet itself. Ela tshuva, this is talking about a type of tshuva where you're... Shh, you don't have it. I apologize. You don't have it. I'll leave you 2 pages. The last, it's five more lines. Last 5 lines. Shelo ayre kan b'tshuva al chet. This is not talking about the tshuva on a sin. Ela tshuva l'tzaher chela karasha b'kirbo. This is talking about a tshuva where you're purifying every aspect of yourself. You're purifying yourself in its totality. The avoda zohi nitzchit, this avoda is eternal. Chok olam lo zerol dorotam, for us, for our children, for all generations. Shekashir Yehudi ba la'avodat Hashem, when any one of us comes to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shi'aseh hachana, to do preparation first. Velo tiyeh avadato k'mitzvat Hashem l'mada, not to lo alinu just do mitzvahs by rote, not to do mitzvahs on autopilot. No fast food mitzvahs. To stop, to prepare, to put ourselves into it, to get into it, to reflect upon it, to meditate on it, to really get into the mitzvah. That the whole purpose of the kiyur, that's what it was about, to prepare ourselves to come to the Kodesh. It's a tremendous avoda, the avoda of the kiyur. It's the ikar avoda. To be able to come before we do a mitzvah, to stop, to think, to prepare, to purify, to sanctify, to reflect, to get into the mitzvah. And every second of preparation, every second of thought, of intent, of myself that I put into it, it elevates the mitzvah in a way that it never could have been. Bezrat Hashem, we should be zocha not just to live a life full of Torah and mitzvot and avodat Hashem, but to live the kiyur.
and to do the preparations necessary to elevate them and ourselves to truly do those mitzvot, that Torah, Tefillah, and Avodat Hashem, in a way that we're zocha to be able to see the Kohanim themselves wash their hands in the third Beis HaMikdash, Bezrat Hashem, Amir Abi Aminu.